What'd you have?
Road on the inside of the field.
They do?
They got one.
Yeah, we won't let them get out on the road.
They run it so much, so it's a pretty good road now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know how many, one of them got a Honda motorcycle and then that one got that three wheeler, I don't know what, it's gonna hit the Honda, all right. They go in a little house, a pretty little yard, and they make a round hit. Then they come back down the road, and they go around this house, and then they go back down in, boy, got a big truck down there.
Uh-huh.
They got my road down there, and they really ride it. One of them got a two wheel motorcycle, and that little boy just got that Honda, it's a three wheeler, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that little one's on behind, he's a great grandson, he little.
Oh, yeah.
You done got that thing going?
No, this is just, I'm winding.
Got dinner, gonna have my nap.
Oh, you had your nap, man? You look so nice, boy, you got such nice clothes, hey, what a church, man.
I don't know where I'm gonna cut khakis, I feel better in my khakis.
Well, put them on then.
Ellie said, ain't you gonna change clothes? I said, well, I didn't have enough of my khakis on yesterday.
No, I don't. I'm just a family person. I'm just.
Why? Yeah.
I've kind of been adopted by Miss Stewart now.
Yeah.
Well, that room that in there that you showed me, what do you call it?
What are you supposed to call it? Parlor? Girls' room or the front room?
Front. Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be the living room, the den. It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have them all together. I guess mm-hmm. if you want to do it, else that's what this is. And the kitchen's all. This is the kitchen, mm-hmm. the living room, and the den. It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's all together. But that's what some of them call it different names. Of course, that's the utility room back then.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's for the washers and things,
mm-hmm.
and deep freezers back there. And then she had a three bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We got a half shower back counter, you know, half bed. And she got hers. That's in the fair. Front. We just have two bedrooms.
You just have two bedrooms. But yep. It's a mighty big house.
If hell, a lot's come, we'll hang them up on nail, you know, like I was talking about. But generally, they make a pallet.
They make a pallet on the floor.
Method pallet.
Methodist pallet, is that what you call it?
You know, did you ever tell them a method pallet?
No,
that's what they
always. I was a Methodist and we called it a Baptist pallet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure
it's all right. You can call it anything, just so we have to go to sleep.
I wanted to ask you about. I wanted you to tell me about the work you did when you were raising cotton. What would you do? Now, you were telling me about the cotton contest they had, but now what would they do with, like, how did they get the weeds out and that sort of thing?
Well, they had hoes.
Oh, they had hoes.
Uh-huh, they have a hoe with a handle on it, mm-hmm. like a, you and you ever saw a hoe?
I've seen a hoe, mm-hmm.
They have them, they still have them around a home, you know, to cut weeds with,
yeah,
and they have a blade on the end of them. So you sharpen that hole, and then it's, most of the time it's a 8 and 10 inch hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll cut that big gap in the cotton,
mm-hmm.
and you just keep cutting it until you leave it about 8 inches apart, 8 and 10 inches apart, hardly ever 12 inches apart,
mm-hmm.
mostly 8 and 10 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the way they'd, long time ago they had what you call a barrel planter, and it would roll on the ground. And
a
would,
barrel planter?
Yeah, just like a common barrel. Just
uh-huh.
like a, and it would roll over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
and on the middle of it, in the middle of it, all the way around in the middle, it would have holes in it. It would be little square holes, something
uh-huh.
like, and it'd be maybe a dozen grains of cotton seed would drop out that one hole.
Oh.
And it would be drop out and be on the ground, on the underground together. It would be so probably about that far
uh-huh.
apart.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they come along, hoe it, why they had to thin it out.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's how they thin it out with the hoe.
They thin it out with a hoe, and that was the first planters they ever had, was
mm-hmm.
those that they rolled it like a barrel. They,
mm-hmm.
they might have taken a log, I don't know, a hollow log, you know, and hewed
mm-hmm.
one out and fixed those holes where it would roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then seed would drop out that hole at this place and that place and just on,
mm-hmm.
where it'd be sort of straight.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably about the first cotton planter they ever
mm-hmm.
had
mm-hmm.
that would plant cotton.
Well, how did you get the weeds out?
Well, you